New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com. We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386.
What's going on, Pats Nation? This is the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show. I'm your host, Marvin Izzon, and I'm with my co-host, Mike Nice. The Patriots beat the Ravens in a wild, wild matchup, 30-23. It came down to the wire at the end, which it shouldn't have, and we'll get to all of that later. But once again, Patriots move on to being 11-2, beat the Baltimore Ravens 30-23. Mike Nice, what is going on, my brother? A crazy, crazy game, bro.
Absolutely, man. In a season where the Monday night and Thursday night games have struggled, rivalry renewed, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots take on Joe Flacco and the Ravens, and they bring on an exciting Monday night football game that saw the Patriots come out victorious. Like you said, a wild game from start to finish. When you thought in the beginning of the game it was leaning in one direction, it completely flips, and you think the Ravens are going to come back and possibly take control of the game. But when you have the greatest quarterback of all time leading your team, it usually leads to a victory most of the time. And if I stand corrected, that's 201 times that Tom Brady's come out victorious. What a game, DJ Mees. The Patriots get it done and now stand atop the AFC.
Tom Brady against the Baltimore Ravens defense, and Brady was on fire. Went 25-38, 406 yards against the best defense, and one interception. As you were saying, man, wild game. In the beginning of the game, first half, Patriots were up 16-3. It looked like the Patriots really had this game in the bag. It was easy money from there on out. And then a couple of late turnovers with the punt return. Cyrus Jones touching the football with his foot on a punt return that got picked up by the Ravens. They scored quickly. Then right back with Matthew Slater's fumbling a kick return. Baltimore once again gets the ball and scores. And then all of a sudden, all the momentum was with the Ravens in the second half. And you're watching this game like, oh, man, what is about to happen? Patriots look defeated. But like you said, Mike Nice, when you have Tom Brady, the best quarterback, he was calm, cool, collective, brought the team down, had some great fourth quarter drives. And the rest is history. Patriots win 30-23. There was a lot of good that you saw from this Patriots team. You know, there's a lot of ugliness, especially in the special team side. But overall, Patriots came out with a W, and you got to be happy with some things you saw tonight.
Absolutely. And let me correct my mistake early. That's 202 wins. 202 wins for Tom Brady, actually. But yeah, like you said, I mean, so many things to talk about and break down from this game. You knew everybody would be watching the Patriots defensively and how they would handle Joe Flacco and his offensive weapons like Steve Smith and Mike Wallace. But then you also had to look and worry about the Baltimore Ravens running game and Kenneth Dixon and what he was able to do. I mean, obviously his stats don't look that impressive. He finished the game with 11 carries for only 39 yards, but some of the carries he had, and even when he, you know, went out and was catching balls from Flacco, this guy looked like he was, you know, the most elusive guy in the field. You know, while him running wasn't very successful, like I said, you know, he was successful in the passing game. He finished with 8 receptions for 42 yards, and he had one of Joe Flacco's touchdowns on the night. But I mean, when you look at this game at a whole, once again, like we've stated all season long, this bend but not break defense. But at the same time, I guess you could say the Patriots kind of got lucky in coming out with this game. Obviously, if you saw the special teams really screwing up and making huge mistakes for the Patriots, at the end of the day, the game was put in the hands of Tom Brady. And, I mean, you felt like that drive, you know, before Tom Brady was able to connect with Chris Hogan for that touchdown, you felt like with that drive, if the Patriots didn't come out and possibly put up some points there, the Ravens were just going to come back and possibly take control of this game. But like I said, man, if you when you have Tom Brady, the guy who has been, you know, leading the way for this team for years now and is arguably the greatest quarterback, not arguably the greatest quarterback of all the time. He is. When you have him leading the way, you know, I'd never lost faith and I never was really worrying that this game would get away from Brady and the Patriots. I always felt like even in the tough times after Cyrus Jones fumble, after Matthew Slater, you know, fumble, you know, I always just felt that in some way, somehow they would hold on. They would hold on and come out of this game victorious. I know I probably sound crazy to a lot of people. I know a lot of people were probably, you know, shaking in their boots and worried. But, you know, after those play happened, I made sure to tweet, you know, the Patriots have Tom Brady. He's going to come out and put, you know, put the icing on the cake and lead this team to a victory. And that's what he did.
Patriots, and on all honesty, even though the Patriots led up 23 points from the Baltimore Ravens, I think this was one of their best defensive games. Yes, they led up 23 points, but most of those points came off of those turnovers we spoke on earlier with the special teams and Gabe Flacco and their offense. Great field position. But the Patriots were all over the place. I feel like the secondary had a really good game. McCourty was all over the place. Logan Ryan had a decent game. Butler held his own against Steve Smith. You know, Cyrus Jones, he had a rough
we'll get to him.
Game.
We'll get to him
for sure. All over the field, whether it was defense, special teams, it didn't matter. He was an exception. But the secondary held their own. In the front line, Trey Flowers is becoming a monster for this team. Even Jay Gruden was saying that he's Patriots' best defensive player. I wouldn't go that far into saying that, but Trey Flowers was a beast. The defense had one of their best games against a Baltimore Ravens offense with a Flacco, Steve Smith, Mike Wallace, and a Kenneth Dixon. I think they did a really, really good job against them.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, they held their own. I mean, this is an offense in the Baltimore Ravens that you thought would give the Patriots a test. You know, like I stated in the pregame show and earlier this week, with my predictions, you know, this would be a huge test for the Patriots. This is not, you know, the Los Angeles Rams and Jared Goff in that offense. This is not, you know, Tyrod Taylor and the Buffalo Bills offense. You know, this is a pretty solid team, one of the top teams in the AFC. So they'd be tested. But I think, like you said, they held their own for the most part. They somewhat held Flacco, Mike Wallace, Steve Smith, and those guys in check. And at the end of the day, it's all about coming out with the win and, you know, with the same bend, not break kind of mentality with a little bit of luck as well. And Tom Brady leading the way, the Patriots were able to get it done.
We're about to enter our segment with Harris of the Patriots Beat Podcast, which is released first thing every Friday morning on CLNSradio.com and CLNS Radio mobile app. Harris, what's going on? I just said that the Patriots, I feel like the Patriots have one of their best defensive games this year, even though they led up 23 points. What's your take on that? Do you agree?
I mean, I think the defense played outstanding this game. I think you can take – if you take those two crappy special teams errors off the board, this defense only gave up what? You know, 9 points against one of the better, I guess, teams in AFC. But, again, the Ravens didn't have a very good offense, but the Patriots defense played out of their mind. I mean, they tackled okay tonight, but the coverage and pass rush were really good. They were forcing Joe Flacco into a lot of checkdowns. So it was really impressive to see what they did on defense, especially, rebounding. Well, not rebounding, excuse me, after what they did against the Rams, playing really well on defense too. So it's good to see them string two back-to-back games together, especially going into Denver next week.
Absolutely. But with the good that we saw on defense, offensively, you know, even though the Patriots were able to put up 30 points, in that second quarter when the Patriots and Tom Brady really had a chance to, you know, take control and put their foot on down on the gas pedal, Tom Brady had that interception in the red zone, something that we don't usually see from him. You know, talk about that mistake he made, you know, throwing the ball into I think Eric Weddle got the interception, just a bad play on his part.
I think, you know, Tom Brady's just going to make a couple bad throws here and there, but at the same time, you know, even with that interception, he was still outstanding tonight, making some insane throws. That touchdown pass to Martellus Bennett, I don't think you could put that in a more perfect spot for only Martellus Bennett to be able to make a play on that ball. The Chris Hogan touchdown was a great play call as well. Brady went off again. I mean, we keep talking about this and that for MVP. And, dude, Derek Carr has faltered the past 2 weeks. Matt Ryan's not that good. Matt Stafford now has a broken hand or a broken middle finger, I should say. So Ezekiel Elliott was shut down by the Giants, as with Dak Prescott, and one man still remains on top of the pile. And as of right now, that is Tom Brady.
So you're saying Tom Brady could be MVP with missing four games, 20 touchdowns, and two interceptions. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, is he not, without any question, the best player in the NFL? I mean, every time he goes into these games, he just rolls over people. You know, if you want to say unbiased or biased, I think you just have to watch the games and he's just dominating these poor kids. I mean, we saw tonight against the Ravens, this is the number one defense in football, supposedly, and he drops 30 on them at home. Like, it just doesn't matter. So you have to start asking, all right, who is better than him on offense? And I think I don't know if you're going to find anyone who you can actually stack up against and say, oh, yeah, Tom Brady's having a better season than they are. I don't think it's possible as of right now.
As of right now, you're right. Tom Brady has to be on top of the leaderboard when it comes to MVP. But I want to switch gears a little bit and speak on a guy we're going to hear a lot about this week, Cyrus Jones. You know, Cyrus Jones, a guy that I was very excited that the Patriots picked up with their second-round pick. Great punt returner in college. Coming in this season, you know, he struggled, but I was still pushing on, you know, saying give him a chance. We saw that he went to the doghouse, missed a couple of games. Then Belichick finally brought him in after a couple of good practices. But it just doesn't seem like it's working. He had a costly mistake, you know, when the ball kicked his foot. And that almost happened prior to the first punt return as well. So what's going on with Cyrus Jones, and will we see him anymore this year?
I mean, it's a real shame because before that catch down the sideline for Perriman, I mean, Cyrus Jones was playing a pretty good game on defense. As the Pats' number two corner, he wasn't giving up a lot of yardage. He was making nice tackles. He was assisting when needed. But, you know, unfortunately, he just, you know, what do you say to this kid right now? His confidence is completely shot. He's probably the worst active player on the roster right now. I think he's obviously still better than some of the injury list guys, but you know, what do you say to him? He just keeps making these unfortunate mistakes. He has all the tools to be good in this league, but he's got to stop fumbling. You know, it just comes down to that. He's got to stop making stupid decisions. And I don't know. I don't really know what else you got to do with him. But, hey, in retrospect, the rest of the Patriots rookie class is playing out of their minds. So, hey, you know, one of them out of the bunch isn't going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. But one guy I definitely want to talk about as well. I mean, obviously, this is the second game now where the Patriots are progressing through the season, knowing that Gronkowski's out. And, I mean, last week against the Rams, obviously, Martellus Bennett wasn't a huge factor. But today, you know, finished the game, 4 receptions on 5 targets, 70 yards and a touchdown. You know, didn't know what to expect from him too much, knowing that he's been battling a few injuries. But he has a solid game today. You know, he finds the end zone. Is this a game, especially going up against a tough defense like Baltimore, could he be progressing, you know, in the right direction going forward in the rest of the season?
Oh, absolutely. They handled his snap count with Devlin great. Devlin's been one of the unsung heroes this year, playing a lot of tight end. But, I mean, Martellus Bennett played a great game tonight, great catching the ball and also great blocking. I mean, I think this was the first game in a couple where he's actually been decently healthy. But tonight should represent kind of what we see out of this Patriots offense, just a massive diversity of targets for Brady, him spreading the ball around. I mean, I know Edelman had, what, like 14 targets tonight or something crazy, but there has to be a primary guy every game. Last game it was Malcolm Mitchell. This game it's Julian Edelman. Next game it might be Bennett. It's just whoever has the best matchup going into that game. But, I mean, the way that they're spreading the ball around an offense is tough for any defense to catch, especially when the Ravens drop Tyrod Powers and Jimmy Smith. Once they lost those guys, their secondary couldn't keep up. And it's just impressive, you know, touchdown pass tonight to Mitchell, touchdown pass tonight to Bennett as well. You know, you wonder, you know, who at this point can stop this defense? Maybe they're going to meet them next week when Denver faces a must-win game at home against the Pats.
That game next week against Denver Broncos is going to be another huge test for the Patriots, but you have a sigh of relief watching what they did against the Baltimore Ravens and have a little more confidence in that game after this week. Harris, thank you very much once again, calling in late, hanging in there with us, talking Patriots.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy, man.
Bye.
That's Harris of the Patriots Beat Podcast here on CLNS Radio. Download the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, the CLNS Radio mobile app, released every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern. And right now we are going to hear a couple words from our sponsors.
The workers who have succeeded in this new economy are those who know how to decide for themselves how to spend their time and allocate their energy. They understand how to set goals, prioritize tasks, and make choices about which projects to pursue. People who know how to self-motivate, according to studies, earn more money than their peers, report higher levels of happiness, and say they are more satisfied with their families, jobs, and lives.
The preceding excerpt is from Charles Duhigg's The Power of Habit audiobook, published by Random House Audio. Audible is the leading source of audiobooks online, and to get access to audiobooks such as this, along with a free 30-day trial, log on to audiblepodcast.com/try now.
Thanks to everyone who downloaded the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the free CLNS Radio mobile app. Another game is in the books for the four-time Super Bowl champions. Before you know it, another week of football will be upon us, and we here at the Patriots Beat Podcast will have you covered. We'll provide the most in-depth breakdown of the most recent Patriots game, reaction to all the transpirings throughout the week, all while looking ahead by providing a featured interview as we go behind enemy lines of the Pats' next opponent. It's all on the Patriots Beat Podcast, powered by CLNS Radio, released every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on clnsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
And we are back. New England beats Baltimore Ravens at home 30-23. It was a weird game if you watched. If you weren't a Patriots fan or a Ravens fan, it was a very, very entertaining game for you guys. But if you were a Ravens or a Patriots fan, you were on the edge of your seat during the second half because you didn't know which way this was going. A guy I want to speak on, Mike, is a player I don't think we've ever mentioned on this show, but he needs his proper due. Ryan Allen, the punter, he held it down in the special teams. I mean, he's been really good. Anytime he punts the ball, it's in the 20s. He had one punt that was right at the one-yard line that caused a safety to start off the game. You know, Patriots started off 2-0. Ryan Allen has been, you know, a stud throughout this whole year, and he's going to be a key factor, especially getting closer to the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at his stat line now, you know, he punted the ball 6 times, averaged 51 yards, and he had it in the 20s 3 times. Solid. You know, he's been with the team for several years now, and you know how much the Patriots really, and Bill Belichick especially, really, you know, look at special team talent in terms of, you know, punter, kicker, you know, guys who can bring the ball back and whatnot. This is a guy who's been solid for the Patriots, and obviously if it comes down to, you know, Patriots needing to punt the ball, which you hope never happens, you know, you want Tom Brady to drive the ball and put the team in a scoring position as much as possible. It's good to know that you have a guy like Ryan Allen who can, you know, set up, get the punt off and put the opposing team in a tough position in terms of, you know, the opposing team going on offense and the Patriots having to set up on defense. Ryan Allen, over the last, you know, 4 seasons since he's been with the Patriots, has been solid. You know, you can't ever say a bad thing about him. He does his job, and that's all Bill Belichick is about, doing your job, and that's exactly what Ryan Allen does. Can't be mad at him. He's solid. You know, obviously a night where special teams was something to question for the Patriots, you can look at Ryan Allen and say that, you know, he had a solid game in terms of the punting game.
Definitely. And now we're going to move on with our segment with Tyler Trudeau. Tyler Trudeau, the CLNS radio video correspondent, youtube.com/CLNS radio. Tyler, Patriots win 30-23, and LeGarrette Blount rushes over 1,000 yards this game. What does he mean to this offense moving forward?
I'd say he was by far the biggest surprise of this season. Everyone expected Tom Brady to come out like a bat out of hell when he came back from his suspension. The big question mark, and I remember talking about this with you guys at the beginning of the year, was always the Patriots need a better running game. Well, LeGarrette Blount has been that better running game. I don't think anyone has expected the production that they have gotten from him. Yeah, he only, I think, had about 76 yards, say, with a touchdown and didn't really do anything too phenomenal, but look at his one touchdown he had today. He was stopped right at the line and then literally just pushed through the whole pile. He is a beast. He is flat out shocking all the doubters, because I know I was a doubter. I know you guys were doubters about LeGarrette Blount being able to be a reliable option at the running back position. But he has been reliable and consistent all year long. He has been more than what we've asked for from him. Extremely
Absolutely.
Impressed with him.
Absolutely. And like you said, we here on the post-game show have definitely doubted LeGarrette Blount coming into the season and didn't think he'd be as impressive as he was. You know, looking at his stats throughout the season, he's tied Curtis Martin for the Patriots record in terms of rushing touchdowns. You got to give him credit where all the credit's due. But another guy that, you know, I asked Harris about, but I also want to get your opinion on, is Martellus Bennett, a guy who, you know, obviously had a quiet game last week against the Rams, but stepped up huge and could possibly be trending in the right direction, especially with the absence of Rob Gronkowski. Could he really step up and possibly perform, maybe not on the same level as Gronk, but be a solid tight end option for Brady, one that they haven't really had after the last couple of seasons?
I really feel like that he is trending in the right direction. Obviously, I'd say he was about maybe 50% or like maybe not definitely not 50%, but he is getting closer to his top form and that form that we were going to see earlier in the season when he got 3 touchdowns in the Browns game. Before his injury, he was extremely productive, putting up Rob Gronkowski-like numbers. Obviously, Gronkowski was on the field with him when this happened, so a lot more attention is going to be on him. I do think he could be able to be kind of a Gronk replacement. You really are happy to see his production just continue to increase. He's not on every single play, but he is still getting out there more and more, was targeted a lot more this week. I believe it was 4 catches with 5 targets, and that was an absolutely amazing catch he had at the end zone. He pulled it right into his body, held onto the ball, the Ravens defender tried to rip it out. He was not having any of it. I really hope that that Tom Brady can use him like he uses Gronk. Obviously, it won't be exactly the same, but it would just be absolutely a big weight off this Patriots offense if they have a tight end that they can trust like Gronkowski to be able to bail them out of tough situations, those 3rd and 10s, those 3rd and 15s, when they're just desperate for anything and they just huck it up to where it would usually be Gronk. I think Bennett can be that guy as well. Obviously, maybe not carrying them another 25 yards after the catch, but Bennett has been just an absolute joy to watch this season. Yeah, you wanted to see him do a little bit more production, but he's been injured, so you got to give him the props for suiting up almost every single week while playing on this injury. So I really am happy to see Bennett step up.
Yeah, it was great to see Martellus Bennett, you know, show up this week compared to the other weeks where he was hobbled. He's trending in the right direction, and hopefully going against Denver, he'll be a huge factor. A guy I want to speak on, two guys I want to speak on, are Chris Hogan and Malcolm Mitchell. In the beginning of the year, Chris Hogan was that deep threat that came out of nowhere pretty much that we didn't expect. And then he got hobbled, you know, during mid-year. And then Malcolm Mitchell has really stepped up towards the end of the year. And this week was the first week we actually saw both of them together playing most of the game, and Brady using both as deep threats or, you know, someone to bail him out when Edelman, who got most of the targets, wasn't open. How great can this offense be with Hogan and Mitchell playing together alongside each other.
Well, you got to be impressed with the fact that Brady can just make all these people productive. Obviously, you can't take anything from the wide receivers. They're the ones getting open. They're the ones making the plays after the catch. But first off, props to Brady for being able to get all these different people touches, being able to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to do their job. And really, this offense can get even more scary. If you think about it, they don't even have Amendola. Lewis is still kind of hobbled from his injury. Bennett's obviously been hobbled. Gronkowski's out. Imagine if everyone was at full strength, ready to go. I don't think anyone would be able to outscore the Patriots in any type of simulation scenario in the past, like, 20 years. Maybe that 07 Patriots team with Randy Moss and Welker could be able to compete and outscore them. But I don't know of a stronger offense if you have the full Patriots offense 100% healthy. Malcolm Mitchell has been excellent. So happy that I picked him up on my fantasy team. Unfortunately, Tom Brady was the quarterback of the team that I played this week, so that was a little rough for me this week. But still happy with his production, and it's really just such a promising thing. Even what he does, he could not catch a single pass for the rest of the year, and I'd still be happy with his season because I don't remember the last time I was this excited about a rookie receiver for the Patriots. I feel like that never has happened. And Hogan, again, has just been an absolute shock that we got him from Buffalo and that he has been able to be this productive. And, yeah, he's kind of been invisible some games and been huge in other games, like tonight when he literally saved the game with his touchdown. This game did not seem like it was going to go the Patriots' way. I was nervous at the beginning of the game. Oh, this isn't going to go good. I was about to tweet out, like, I think the Ravens are going to win this game instead of the Patriots after my earlier prediction of the Patriots winning. And then all of a sudden we're up to this 20-point lead, and there's about halfway left in the third quarter. And I'm like, everything's fine. And then the house starts to burn down, and everything's going wrong, and Cyrus Jones forgets how to play football, and everything's going to hell. But thank God for Chris Hogan for being able to bail everyone out.
I hear you, man. And just like you, I feel your pain. Tom Brady was on the opposing team that I was facing in my fantasy week. He put the final nail in the coffin on my season for sure. So I know how you feel. But one guy that you mentioned that I want to ask you about, is this the end of the line for Cyrus Jones? I mean, a guy that, you know, I personally had a lot of hope for, a lot of faith in, coming out of the draft, you know, especially wearing that number 24, that's sacred for the New England Patriots. But seeing as how he's played all season long, special teams, you know, he has some defensive lapses today. Could this be the end of his time, whether it be the next couple of weeks or just at the end of the season, you know, the Patriots will move on from their you know, number one overall pick pretty much?
I don't want to say yes, but I mean, it's hard to continue to make excuses for this guy early on in the year when he had a pretty tough game against the Texans, even though it went the Patriots' way that day. He has continuously made mistakes, and earlier in the year, it's easy to make mistakes. You're a rookie, it's okay, you'll learn, you'll get better. But we really haven't seen much progress from Jones this entire season. Yeah, he'll have some good things happen, and he was injured for a little bit of the season, so that was tough too. We were hoping that once he came out of his injury that we'd start to see at least glimpses of a possible productive player in this league in the future, but continuously he is continuing to let down his teammates, and I don't trust him. I don't think anyone on the team trusts him. I don't think Belichick trusts him, and even though he is a top pick, I really could see the Patriots moving on. Maybe he'll still be on the roster, but he's going to really have to do something to earn his catches. It's really a shame that Amendola isn't out, because I would 100% give every kick return now to Amendola or even Edelman. I mean, the Giants are using Odell Beckham Jr. to do punt returns. I don't see why we shouldn't use Edelman to do returns. He is excellent at it. Jones, let's just say if he's back there, I am hoping they kick it into the end zone or it's out of bounds or something. I just do not want Cyrus Jones to be near football for the rest of the year.
I'm with you, Tyler. I just don't want to even hear his name being called. It just seems like his name is bad luck as of late, and He has a lot of learning to do, and who knows what his future holds with the Patriots. But Tyler, man, thank you once again for calling in, especially during this late night. If it makes you feel any better, I have Tom Brady on my team, so hopefully he
takes
me far.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad.
Get out of here, Marv.
For you, then.
But thank you, man. Good luck with everything.
Have a nice night,
guys. All right.
Take it easy, man.
Bye-bye.
That's Tyler Trudeau, CLNS radio video correspondent. Follow him on Twitter at CLNS_Tyler. Head on over to the CLNS radio YouTube channel to check out all of Tyler's great work for CLNS. Subscribe at youtube.com/CLNS radio. That's youtube.com/CLNS radio. Patriots once again win 30-23. Chris Hogan, 5 receptions, 129 yards, and a touchdown. Had one touchdown that went for 79 yards in a defensive breakdown by the Ravens that really pretty much put the game away. Shay McClellan had a crazy kick block, where it looked like Jamie Collins a couple years ago when he hopped over the offensive line and blocked the kick. Same thing, same ordeal. Which really started up a great first half for the Patriots. You know, with the safety and the block, you thought this special team was on a roll. Then everything switched on over into the second half when they just started to fumble, and it looked like Ravens found something. You know, they had the momentum. You thought they were going to really find a way to tie the game or maybe even try to win the game. But Tom Brady, the GOAT, threw for 400 yards and put the game in its bag. I want to speak once again on this defense, Mike. I know watching the game with you, you were very mad when you saw the tackling going on. And it's something that we've been speaking on all year. Patriots have not been a great tackling team at all. It seems like they're not tackling low at all. They're tackling high. Players are able to get away from them and get extra yardage. When there's possible time to tackle them on a third and one, third and two, third and shortage, they get the first down somehow. And I know that drives you crazy.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, a lot of times watching this game today, you just see, especially Kenneth Dixon or a couple other guys, and mainly him, you know, the Patriots were just not doing a good job at wrapping these guys up and, you know, driving them into the ground, allowing these guys to just, you know, keep their feet moving and push and gain the extra couple of yards. There were a few times there where, you know, the Patriots could have stopped these guys short of a first down, but just because, you know, the Ravens players were giving that extra effort and pushing a little harder, they were able to pick up those yards that would give them the first down, to give them whatever field position or whatever the case may be. And this is a problem that, you know, we've brought up a couple of times. Our guy Nick from Tampa has brought up sometimes. I think Harris or Tyler, whoever else we've had on the show, brought up a couple of times. You know, one of the problems that stand out with the Patriots defense, along with, you know, our problems with the secondary and, you know, being able to get at the quarterback, whatever the case may be, tackling is a huge issue. And you want to see the Patriots be able to really wrap guys up and stop them from getting the first down, or stop them from picking up those few extra yards that they really count. They really do matter. And, I mean, when you see a team struggling to do that and bring players down and stop a play, it's very frustrating to see, because you feel like, you know, that's a play, that's a problem that you should see in maybe Pee Wee football, Pop Warner, whatever the case may be. It shouldn't be a problem for, you know, professional athletes in the National Football League and the players that the Patriots have. You know, you want to see them being able to finish off plays with a solid tackle, solid wrap-up. But it was a huge problem tonight. You know, luckily the Patriots were able to hang on and do what they did thanks to Tom Brady and some luck and get this win. But, you know, moving forward, especially as the games, you know, it gets later into the season, you get the bigger games that possibly come with the playoffs and whatnot. This is a problem that can't really continue. And I don't know how you work. You're dealing with grown men who are playing in the National Football League. I don't know how do you go to practice and Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia have to work on tackling with their players. It's pretty ridiculous if you ask me. But this can't continue as the Patriots continue to chug along through their season.
Want to give a quick shout out to today's sponsors, Omaha Steaks and Blue Apron. Get the perfect holiday gift with the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks by going to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code BEAT, that's BEAT, in the search bar. And add the family gift pack to your cart for just $49.99. That's a 77% saving. Also, Blue Apron gives you great food for less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron delivers new seasonal recipes each week along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals at a great price. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/patriots. We'll love if everyone, if they had interest, will use these promo codes as it is a way to help support us here at CLNS Radio. One thing that's been a theme that I've been trying to say this week is the Patriots defense has played very well this week, and they caused turnovers, something that's been lacking all year. But the past 2-3 weeks, Patriots have caused interceptions, fumbles, or even safeties at points of time. And this week, against a good offense with Flacco, Mike Wallace, Steve Smith, Kenneth Dixon out there, Terrence West, Patriots really held their own and forced Flacco to throw in distress. You know, they had a lot of zone packages, a lot of blitz. You didn't know who was going to be blitzing Flacco, and it really screwed with him a lot. And it caused him to throw some bad balls, throw interception, and that was a great sign, something we haven't seen a lot this year and something I would like to see more of, more zone packages, more blitz, and keep attacking the quarterback, something we've been trying to see all year. Attack the quarterback and good things will happen.
Absolutely. I preached that so many times throughout the course of the season. All I would love to see, I mean, regardless of the problems in the secondary and you know, whatever the case may be with the coverage, one thing that I just want to remain consistent for the Patriots, that obviously I've seen on the reverse side of things, I've seen how big of an impact it has when opposing teams are able to put pressure on Brady and you know, cause him to hurry up his passes and whatnot. I've seen what it does and the trouble it causes. You know, I can look back at the 2 Super Bowl losses that Tom Brady and the Patriots suffered against the Giants and how much of the impact, you know, being able to rush the quarterback, you know, plays in a game. But I just want to see the Patriots be able to do the same thing, be able to, because if you think about it, not every quarterback in this league is Tom Brady. You know, obviously guys like Peyton Manning are not in the league anymore, especially when he was in his prime. You know, there's a few guys out there that are really good on the move and able to make plays like that, and maybe Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, a couple guys. But most of the quarterbacks in the league, if you put pressure on them, they will falter. They will suck. And obviously we saw a little bit of that tonight with Joe Flacco and the mistakes he made when they were able to get pressure on him, you know, being able to overthrow or underthrow passes, maybe throw an interception or get sacked, whatever the case may be. There are a lot of quarterbacks in this league that when that happens, they will suck and it will ruin their whole offense. And all I ask for the Patriots week in and week out, despite whatever goes on defensively, the schemes, the coverage, whatever the case may be, all I ask for is a pass rush, a solid, consistent pass rush. And I promise you, you know, I'm no coach, I'm no GM, you know, I don't work for any NFL team, I don't work for the Patriots. But I've seen what a pass rush can do, a strong pass rush can do against the Patriots and Tom Brady. If they could just put it out themselves, it would have a huge impact on a game for sure.
I was also shocked, you know, going into this game, Mike, we did our pre-game show on Facebook Live. And you asked me a question on Deion Lewis and James White, what kind of impact they'll have in this game. And I predicted that they would be a huge factor in winning this game. You know, without having Gronk, I thought with this Ravens defense, having someone to, you know, duck the ball to with a Lewis and White would be huge. But that didn't seem to be the case. I know White had a pretty good game receiving 81 yards, but that was when he was out in the outside. It wasn't even when he was, you know, behind the backfield playing running back. So White and Lewis didn't really have a big game. Rushing, they weren't a factor. Most of the carries went to Blunt. Lewis went three carries, 14 yards. White had 2 carries, 3 yards. So nothing big Deion Lewis only had one reception this game. So it seems like they're really working in Lewis slowly still. And White wasn't huge in the backfield, but had that big run late in the third quarter where he went off and you saw him, you know, accelerate down the field.
I think the thing with that in the running backs is a combination of a lot of things. One, like you said, they're slowly still probably trying to work Deion Lewis back into things offensively. But at the same time, Deion Lewis has been solid for a while now, especially when James White has been solid for a while now. And especially when Deion Lewis was out for a while, you know, they needed James White to step up in that role next to LeGarrette Blount and be solid. And then on top of that as well, no one thought LeGarrette Blount would come out and have a solid season as he's having this year. So, you know, they have faith in Deion Lewis. You know, obviously they saw what he's done in the past and know what he can bring to the table. But at the same time, you have the emergence of James White. You have the big time emergence of LeGarrette Blount. So I mean, I think we talked about the last couple of shows. The Patriots have a three-headed monster in the running back game. And, you know, obviously last season we saw a lot of Deion Lewis and what he was able to do. But I think, you know, for the rest of the season, possibly moving forward, they're perfectly fine with just working those three guys into the mix and keeping all three of them involved. And, you know, just makes for more threats for the Patriots offensively. And that's what you're looking for. You know, like we said with Gronkowski in the past couple of seasons, a lot of the times – it just looked like it was just Gronk and nobody else. Maybe Gronk and Edelman and nobody else. But this season, one reason why you can keep faith in the Patriots and the offense and expect more success to come from them is because of the weapons and threats that they have. Gronk's gone, but Edelman's still there. Amendola, you know, when healthy, will be there. Chris Hogan, we saw tonight, huge option. Martellus Bennett is finally another tight end that the Patriots can trust. Malcolm Mitchell is finally a rookie wide receiver that is really starting to shine. And then you have these three guys in the running back in the running game that have been solid. The Patriots have weapons, and that just makes for a better offense moving forward.
It's going to be fun seeing what more things that Josh McDaniels can add on to this offense as he experiments without Gronkowski. But right now we are going to switch it to Michael Longy, where he gives us the round the NFL.
Thanks, Marv. Today's NFL scores are brought to you by Indochino. Listeners can get any premium Indochino suit for just $389 when you mention the code Patriots at the Boston Indochino showroom at 85 Newbury Street. That's an $800 made-to-measure suit for just $389. Again, go to Indochino.com to book your appointment at the Boston showroom and then mention the promo code Patriots for over 50% off your first suit at 85 Newbury Street. Around the NFL, guys, scores. Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Oakland Raiders on Thursday night, 21-13. Both of those teams are now one game behind the Patriots at 10-3. Pittsburgh Steelers over the Buffalo Bills, 27-20. Steelers are in the playoff hunt right now, wild card spot. They're still battling. Washington Redskins defeated the Philadelphia Eagles in a divisional matchup, 27-22. Miami Dolphins over the Arizona Cardinals, 26-23. Carolina Panthers defeated the San Diego Chargers, 28-16. And the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Cleveland Browns 23-10. Cleveland Browns now 0-13 on the season. Their losing streak continues. Detroit Lions 20-17 over the Chicago Bears. Houston Texans in a divisional matchup with the Indianapolis Colts won 22-17. Minnesota Vikings over the Jacksonville Jaguars 25-16. The New York Jets were able to squeeze out a win over the San Francisco 49ers 23-17. While the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, defeated the New Orleans Saints 16-11. Atlanta Falcons absolutely blew out the Los Angeles Rams 42-14. And the Green Bay Packers likewise blew out the Seattle Seahawks 38-10. And last night, Sunday Night Football, the New York Giants defeated the Dallas Cowboys 10-7 in a barn burner for sure. Next week's opponent, guys, the Denver Broncos fell to the Tennessee Titans 13-10. They're now 8-5 in the season. They are battling for a playoff spot. Should be a real interesting game next week. That's Around the NFL, guys, brought to you by Indochino. Again, go to Indochino.com and book your appointment at the Boston showroom and then mention the promo code Patriots for over 50% off your first suit at the 85 Newbury Street location. Back to you guys.
Who would have thought that the Denver Broncos Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champs, are fighting for a playoff spot right now, and the Patriots play them next week, a very desperate Broncos team that needs this win. So Patriots got to be really on. They got to connect on all cylinders next week. No special team errors, no fumbling, because it's up in the mile high city. We know how crazy it gets over there. We saw what happened to us last year when we lost there. I want this. Me personally, I want us to win there bad, just so I can try to get over last year's playoff loss. Hopefully, Gostkowski doesn't miss any extra points whatsoever. But it's going to be a big game. You know, Trevor Siemian's not – he's no Peyton Manning. He's nothing like that. They've shown that they have some flaws on their defense. You can run against this team. Blunt could have a great game against the Denver Broncos. So I'm looking forward to this game against the Denver Broncos. And what we saw, what the Patriots did against the Ravens defense, I'm no longer worried about Denver's defense.
Absolutely. You know, when I see the Broncos, I don't have that same fear that I've had in the past. Obviously, you know what it's like going to Denver and playing them in their stadium, that atmosphere. But something about them this season, I just don't have the same fear that I had in the past. Do I want to say it's because Peyton Manning's not on the team anymore? Maybe that does have a little bit to do with it. I don't know. But I have a little bit more confidence with Tom Brady going, to Denver and facing that team. But at the same time, you have to let the game be played. So we'll see what happens next week for sure.
Yep, it's getting around that time where we talk about the stars and sorries of the game. But before we get to that, let's hear some words from our sponsors.
I just want to take a moment to talk to you about Movement Watches. Movement Watches, if you haven't heard of this company, it started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. So what did they do? They started their own company. Guys after my own heart, that's for sure. I love young entrepreneurs. As you know, CLNS Radio was founded by a bunch of Celtics fans way back in 2009, and from there we started a company that made a career out of it, so we can absolutely relate to the owners of Movement Watches. And let me tell you, I purchased the Chrono Gunmetal watch. This watch is so sleek, so cool, black stainless steel, it's light, it's versatile, it's great for dress occasions or even casual affairs. A little bit more about Movement Watches. They start at $95. I purchased the Chrome Gunmetal watch for under $100, and I know with the watch I purchased, you're looking at $400 to $500 in a department store. So give yourself a big discount off a watch right in time for the holidays. You can get 15% off today with free shipping, and if you don't like the watch, guess what? You can return it for free. All you have to do is go to movementwatches.com/Celticsbeat. Wait a second, even the name is cool. It's spelled www.mvmtwatches.com/Celticsbeat. Now is the time to step up your watch game, folks, and I can tell you, since I got the Chrono Gunmetal watch, I've been getting complimented left and right. Get your 15% off, get your free shipping, no risk involved. You can return the watch if you don't like it, and you're also supporting Celtics Beat Podcast and CLNS Radio. Again, go to mvmtwatches.com/Celticsbeat.
CLNS Radio's leading online coverage of the Boston Celtics now even more comprehensive than ever. From the Celtics postgame show, to the Garden Report, to CSL, and to Celtics Beat, CLNS Radio's Boston Celtics news feed provides narrated breaking news, game recaps, and news and notes for the NBA's winningest franchise, all provided in real time. Don't have the time to surf the web or search engines and plunge your head into your computer or smartphone to read up on all the latest on the Celtics? No problem. Multitask while listening to CLNS's Celtics news feed. And for the 2016-17 NBA campaign, the Boston Celtics pregame report with myself, Larry H. Russell, will be released on the news feed on game days at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, making it the first pregame report to air anywhere. We will give you a featured interview from someone providing opposing insight, pregame notes, and go on a Celtics draft pick watch, all in just 12 minutes or less. Available on the Boston Celtics news feed on iTunes and Stitcher and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
Patriots win in a thriller against the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football, 30-23. Tom Brady goes for 25-38 406 yards, 3 touchdowns, QBR rating of 85. The man was Tom Brady as usual. Moves on to his 202nd win, and the man says he wants to play till he's 45. He's 39 now, and all I can say is, why not? But right now, we are going to move on to the star of the game. It could go to a couple people here, Mike. Who's our star of the game?
Obviously, like you said, it could go to a couple different people. But, you know, for the New England Patriots, you already know the deal. For the last couple of weeks, last couple of years now, one guy usually puts his mark and his stamp on the game. And in this game tonight, it was Tom Brady, who had a huge touchdown to Chris Hogan that kind of sealed the deal and, you know, got the win for the game. Obviously, you know, Chris Hogan played well. Julian Edelman played well. Devin McCourty played well defensively. But Tom Brady, once again, finishes the game on 38 attempts. He had 25 completions, threw for over 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, with a QB rating of 116.8. Tom Brady is your CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show star of the game.
Yeah, no complaints from me. He was a force against the best defense, supposedly 406 yards. That's a feat right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But even with the win, DJ Mees, when there's the good, there's the bad. And when you're bad here on this show, we tell you
sorry.
And if you don't know by now, Cyrus Jones has been struggling all season long. And today, you know, for a lot of people out there, I saw on Twitter, Facebook, whatever the case may be, people have had enough with this kid's mistakes. And not only did it happen on special teams with the punt return and whatnot, but defensively, you saw him get beat a couple times for and some huge plays down the field. Cyrus Jones, man, I've been holding out hope for you. You know, you're wearing that number 24. You were the top pick for the Patriots in this past draft. I'm hoping that you can turn into something, you know, decent defensively in the special teams game, whatever the case may be. I was just hoping that you stick around and turn into a solid defensive player for this team. But you're not helping your case throughout the season, especially in tonight's game.
Yep. Cyrus Jones has been struggling. And what do you say now as a Patriots fan, as Pass Nation, as a Patriots player? The kid's confidence has to be at an all-time low right now. But the thing is, you really can't put him into situations right now because he's not to be trusted, especially with these big games coming up. So it's not looking good for Cyrus Jones. We're going to need guys like Eric Rowe, Jonathan Joseph. We're going to need with Logan Ryan, those other guys to step up, because right now it's not looking good for Cyrus Jones.
Not looking good for him at all. Like I said, I have hope for the kid. You know, hopefully he can possibly stick around longer. But after tonight's performance from DJ Mees and myself, Cyrus Jones, we have to give you a big, fat
sorry.
Get it together, kid, and hope for the best moving forward.
Quick thoughts, Mike, on next week's opponent, Denver Broncos. I know we spoke on them earlier briefly, but you said you're not scared. You're predicting a W in Mile High?
Yeah, I changed my thoughts over the last couple of weeks, and especially after the Broncos' most recent performance against the Titans. They don't fear me. You know, I know they still have weapons offensively and Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas over there, but their quarterback situation, I don't trust it at all. And the Patriots actually have been playing a little better defensively, especially in terms of getting to the quarterback. I feel like, you know, as great as Tom Brady is, you know, the last couple of seasons and whatnot, when you go into this game in the Mile High Stadium and then you have the whole storyline of Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning, that could play a huge part into how games go. But this is just the Patriots going up against, you know, a solid Denver Broncos team, but there's no big storyline going into it like a Brady-Manning matchup. I feel a little confident this time around, and Patriots have some revenge in their mind as well, especially when you look at, you know, how last year's playoffs went. I'm feeling confident that the Patriots can possibly go into Denver and come out of there with a win finally in their stadium.
And another thing that doesn't fear me is their running game. They don't really have much of a running game out there in Denver. So Patriots, I'm with you, Mike. I see them taking a win finally in Denver and having them finally not be a thorn in our back. Alonji, what are you thinking about next week's game?
Well, guys, I mean, I'm pretty much on the same page as you guys. You know, obviously the Patriots went up this week against a really good defense in the Baltimore Ravens, and they were able to score 30 points. Now, that was at home, and it honestly should have been more of a blowout. I mean, Patriots probably could have scored 40 if they hadn't had so many special teams errors. So, yeah, I think the Patriots' offense has a definite chance to go in a mile high and put up at least, you know, 24, 27 points against the Denver Broncos. And I don't think the Denver Broncos can score that many points. So I'm picking a Patriots win. I do think I'm kind of like scared of the Mile High Stadium, guys. I think that that is a great equalizer for the Denver Broncos. Patriots never play well up there. And I still think it's going to be a close one. I see possibly a 24-21 game, something like that, 24-20 game. I see it being a close one still.
Still close one, but like you said, anytime you play in Denver, a lot of weird things be happening in Denver too. So, you know, they won games off of just an extra point kick and returning it back for a touchdown. So you never know. You got to be, you know, prepared, well prepared, and you know the Patriots will be going out into Denver.
Absolutely.
This post-game show will be available for on-demand download by searching for the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. When you download our feed, you'll get the Patriots Newsfeed podcast, our daily news podcast hosted by our content manager, Michael Longy. While you're at it, make sure you check out the Patriots Beat podcast hosted by Harris, which is also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. You can also check out Tyler Trudeau's video work for CLNS at youtube.com/CLNSradio and catch him on Celtics Newsfeed 5 days a week on CLNSradio.com. And be sure to check out Charles Russick and Billy Wyatt's written work on the Patriots at CLNSradio.com. Today's show was brought to you by Indochino. Get any premium suit for $389 when you mention the code Patriots at the Newberry Street showroom in Boston. Omaha Steaks. Get the family gift pack for just $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com and type the word BEAT. That's BEAT in the main search bar. And by Blue Apron. Get three free meals for free with free shipping when you go to blueapron.com/patriots. Want to thank our guests, today's listeners, and everyone who contributed. For CLNS Radio Executive Producer Larry H. Russell, Patriots Content Manager Mike Alonji, my co-host Mike Nice, I'm Marvin Azan. See everyone back here next week when the Patriots take on the Denver Broncos.
Yes, sir. And again, this has been the New England Patriots post-game show powered by CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all New England professional sports. We will see you guys next week.